Kendrick James.
Kendrick James assists on a tackle his first game back, first game of the season. Also, again, award number 22. In honor of his teammate, DuPlessis.
Let's just start with that. Talk about planning your first game back since the loss of Tyrone.
It felt good to be back out there, and it felt good to wear his number. You know, coming out at the beginning of the game, it was very emotional in the locker room. But, you know, all my teammates, they just told me, let's go, let's get it done. You know, even though we didn't lose, even though we lost today, you know, it felt good to, you know, honor him. And coming back after, you know, missing 11 weeks, it was hard. I felt a little rusty out there, but it just felt good being able to honor my friend today.
What was it like seeing Tyrone's parents today?
Well, it felt good. That made me feel good anytime I see him, even when I go home. It's just, you know, it warms you up and it gives you that sense of, oh, they're still supporting me. You know, even though their son gone, they're still supporting our team even though he's gone. So that felt great.
Was there a point in that third quarter where you guys just finally said, enough's enough? You know, we're gonna make this a 3-and-out game for Utah State. We're going to do our job from here on out.
Yeah, we understood, you know, the way that we was gonna win this game was by stopping them. So we just came together on the sideline and said, this is it, the time is now. We have to get it done. And that's when we started playing together.
Obviously a lot left to play for. You know, Orange Bowl guys won't be in San Jose next week, we know that. But the fact that there is still a nice bowl out there and there is still possibility of an 11-win season, how do you guys kind of push everything that happened here tonight aside and turn around quickly for a West Coast trip next week?
Just like Quentin will say, the 24-hour rule, we had the same thing on defense. And we would have loved to repeat as champs, but we still understand that we still have two games left. And, you know, San Jose, that's not going to be an easy win, easy team. So we just got to get refocused and go back out there and give it our all, try to go win a ball game.
I know you haven't been in games, but you've been in practice since the start of camp. How tough has it been? How tough is it to play a game like this late in the season with no bye week at all, and you're just going nonstop since the start of August?
That's very tough. You know, guys wear down throughout the season. Obviously, I haven't wore down any, but but you know, guys wear down, and going straight out without a bye week, that's very tough on the body.
You knew Tyrone probably better than anybody on the team, certainly anybody on the team. What would he be telling you all right now? If he was in that locker room, I know he was. But what would he have been telling you guys?
He'd be telling us, keep your head up, baby. Keep your head up. We're going to get the next one. We're going to do it. Don't worry about it. Just put it behind us. Let's keep going.
All right. Thank you.
Patrick, you have full game looked up.